Jamrock. Do not think for a second, right, that even though you are a critically acclaimed entertainer, even though you're an icon in the music, right, you've been around for decades, everybody respect you, right, don't think so that mean anything to criminals. When me tell you this, this culture, this badness culture, this if you can't catch work, you catch him short culture, right, this mad for dead back culture, when me tell you say ugly, understand me I talk about. Tabby Diamond is a reggae icon. But don't wait until it's a Tabby Diamonds if you condemn this culture. Don't wait until it's a singer if you condemn this culture. Don't wait until it's somebody who make a lipa song with your love if you condemn this culture. Too many Jamaicans flip-flop, right, between the acidity. When it entertain them and sweet them, then love it. But when it happen to somebody who them care about, all of a sudden them condemn it for 1-2 days. Them condemn it Monday and Tuesday, and then them back to their city to Wednesday. Very unfortunate story. I'm sure the security forces, right, are going to try and police the area, but it couldn't stop the retaliation. Remember, right after Tabby Diamond lose him life, the security forces were operating in the area. Them actually hear when they shot them go off, right, when the man them killed Pooch. That's why they could have get to the scene very quickly and rush him to hospital. People are actually saying that the reason why they catch Pucci without him gun is because the police them close by. So that shows that even time police them the inner of the era, the man them just wait till they make one turn per one lane and just do what they do and get there fast. By the time the police them circle back around, the man them gone. Right? The man them know out of the corner them, out of the little alleyway them, right? Out of the little chappy them for those. Take one left, take one right, and gone. Even police presence couldn't stop the retaliation. Complete madness. So now the son that jail, yes, the father dead, right? And based on who the son is, it's very unlikely he might get us happy if he saw us one man dead back. Keep an eye on this community. Anyway, very unfortunate story. Patreon squad, big up on yourself. Yeah, you don't know, more life. Ultra Squad, stay circling. Bless.
Hi, this is Muscle, and this is Entertainment Report News.
Mighty Diamond singer Fitzroy Bunny Diamond Simpson passed away this morning at an undisclosed hospital after a long battle with diabetes, 4 days after the reggae group's lead singer Donald Tubby Diamond Shaw was killed. Bunny Diamond was 71 years old. I can't deal with this, it's tough. The second one of the Mighty Diamonds to pass away in 4 days. He died this morning in hospital. He had been sick for a while, said Frankie Campbell, chairman of the Jamaica Association of Vintage Artists and Affiliates. To lose Tabby and Bunny so close together is a hard thing to deal with, said Campbell. Simpson suffered a stroke on October 26, 2015, while driving in Kingston with his wife Sylvia. He had reportedly been battling diabetes for several years. Donald Tabby Diamond Shaw was one of the two men shot dead in a drive-by shooting on McKinley Crescent in Kingston earlier this week. He was the Mighty Diamonds' lead vocalist. Thank you for watching.
World of Reggae here at Reggae Jam 2018, the 25th anniversary. Sitting beside me, one of the most legendary harmony groups in the history of Jamaican music, the Mighty Diamonds. Welcome to World of Reggae.
Yeah, man, blessings, man. Blessings every time, you know? Welcome.
Thank you. So you're here in, you've just arrived into Europe recently, and I believe that this is like the first show as part of a European tour right now. Is that true, Capo?
That is true. That is true. Reggae, okay. World of Reggae.
World of Reggae.
Yeah, man, you follow us around a lot.
Yes, I do.
Yes.
So, obviously, you've just come in from Jamaica recently, so how do you find the weather? Because the weather at the moment in Europe, we're going through like a heat wave right now.
No, we didn't just come in from Jamaica.
Okay.
We did a two-month tour in America, the U.S.
Right,
so we flew from the U.S. to Europe.
To Europe, okay.
Yes,
okay.
Yes. Okay. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I mean, the crowd seemed to really just soak up all the vibes of the Mighty Diamonds, you know. There was were singing along to all the songs and things. We could have had you on stage for at least another 45 minutes.
Well, yes, you know, we have a lot of songs, you know, to sing, what people love and thing, but we don't get enough time. But we give thanks to the little time we get. I give thanks and grateful for that, you know, yeah.
Now, from your perspective, are there any, like, certain songs that you feel like you have to sing when you come over into Europe?
Well, we have a couple songs that is some signature songs, like Right Time, Have Mercy, Africa, I Need a Roof, and Pass the Kochi, you know. But we have so many songs.
So, I mean, how do you make the set list? Because, you know, really, the Mighty Diamonds have got such a wealthy catalogue. You know, we're not just talking of, like, one or two albums. I mean, you guys are legends, you know. There's not many groups out there that have such a big catologue.
The reason, though, is we work hard, you know. You know, work hard to make it be with what it is now, you know. And you see, we have a lot of songs. When we're doing a concert, we always rehearse, like, about even a tour. Amount of songs, let me say, amount of 2 hours of songs can last on the stage. It all depends on the time, you know? Right. So, you know, we just get a short time today and give thanks still, you know? Respect, yeah. We have a lot of songs, man.
So, the tour right now at the moment, you're obviously, I know that you're coming over into the UK, and we're looking forward to seeing you, the Mighty Diamonds, in the UK. Where else is this tour going to be taking you to?
Well, this tour is going to take us after the UK, back to US, and then to Brazil.
So it seems like you're going to be on the road for quite a long time then. Right. Yeah. How do you find the time to actually go into the studio for new recordings? Because, you know, you've just told me that you came in from America, 2 months in America. I'm guessing, obviously, Europe, America, Brazil. How do you find time to actually get back in the studio?
Well, we didn't do Brazil yet, but Brazil will be in November. But to the question, usually after touring, we find the time to do that, because that is what brings back more tour. When you go and do some recording, people wants to see you because they hear and love what you recorded.
Absolutely.
You see?
Absolutely. So what kind of projects are you working on right now? Is there any particular project that you're working on that we need to be looking out for?
Well, we're trying to come out with a new release next year.
Okay.
And it's being worked on. It's heavily talked about, but nothing has put down in place yet. So we are waiting until after the tour to see where we are at with that, because, you know, finance has a lot to do with recording too.
Sure.
Yes.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, we live in this digital age now where all the music has to go online onto Apple, iTunes, Spotify. Now, how do you feel, obviously, going from the analog days of vinyl, you know, back in the 70s and the 80s, maybe like 40, 50, 60,000 copies of a vinyl would get pressed. How do you find that transition?
Well, you know, very changeable kind of transition, you know, because when you was coming, like, in the 70s, you used to go and buy a record, record shop. We can just download off a computer and all them things. So it kind of, you know, sometimes it kind of not too good for the artist. With the company, on the monetary aspect, it don't good for the artist, but it good for the promotional aspect for the artist, yeah. You understand me? So it can be good one side and can be good next side, you know, but it don't good for the artist for the monetary level, yeah.
I mean, how I see it is that, obviously, from a promotional point of view, it's great that you can make a song, say, on a Sunday evening, and by Monday, it can be everywhere on the internet, right?
Right, simple as that, yeah. You know.
But then, for me personally, I have to hold something in my hand. If I have a CD or a physical copy, it means more.
Yeah, right, that I'm talking about, big difference.
Yeah.
From the 70s coming up, you know, different thing.
Yeah. Yeah.
I think more like more people, more new people to the reggae scene, younger people. And more advanced technology, so technology world we need to know, you know. So we can't that thing about it. And we just want to work with it, live with it. Yeah, definitely. Yeah.
So if we go back to, like, you know, 1975, 1976, this is the time when the Mighty Diamonds, Maxfield Avenue, with the Hooking Brothers.
Right.
Now, what memories do you have in 2018 of those times? Now, you know that time when you recorded that song and then you had that joy as a youth of having your record on a piece of vinyl going into the jukeboxes around Kingston, in the dances? What memories does it come up right now?
Memory, only for memories come back in a reback, you know, come back in my mind, you know, when that was 70s, you know? The whole history, you know, memories, you know? Cause you know what is straight. Memories more than we can think about. Okay. Yeah, you know. Yes, of course. Memories, man. George, you can't tell him what the memories.
When memories come to me, I remember one Sunday morning I was in my bed.
Okay.
And when I read the Gleaner, it's a, and now Channel One becomes like a gold mine.
Right, okay.
That's memories.
Because Channel One, you know, there was a period, you know, from maybe like 1975 up until about 1980 where it seemed like every producer, to get a hit record, you had to go in Channel One.
Yes, and obviously the Diamonds made Channel One.
Of course.
Right.
Because I know that before, I mean, I think the Mighty Diamonds are sort of like the group that really created that sound.
Yes.
In Channel One.
We were the first artists to start putting lyrics and rhythm. We originate that. See? People don't even know. And when those Channel One recordings was being done, we wouldn't know we were near the studio.
Okay.
And they laid them in all kind of keys and thing. Then we took them and fit lyrics to them.
I mean, back then, recording, you know, as artists was very different because, you know, you didn't have computers in the studio, so it was kind of like one take, and the studio band are getting paid by the session, so you have to deliver.
And all we had was four track, and check those recordings, listen them. You know, it's like you have to know exactly what you're doing, because sometimes you have to go down same time with the musician, and you can't make a mistake, so you have to go all over again. And those recordings are so nice, sound so good.
And you guys had to really sort of like come on point because the musicians would kind of get upset,
right,
if they have to play it back.
Everyone have a command point. When it comes in them times there, everyone have a command point. If one man miss, or it miss man for, is this, you have to start over again. And yeah, everybody not going to feel good for a start over a minute. So just make sure that you're one straight and do good, your part, you know? That's a good thing in them times, yeah. Mm-hmm.
And one of the things, just sort of slightly diversifying here, there was an album that Uroy did, which I think was called The Right Time Rockers, where they utilized the rhythm tracks that you guys made really so famous. Do you remember those times?
Okay. You're right. Yeah, man.
I think that they were recorded as like Dub Play Special.
Right. Definitely. Sometimes they're nice, yeah, man. Nice, man. You know? Music always nice, you know? Yeah, but people just come and people go, you know? That's the thing, but music always strong and always spiritual and very arm-welding, well-winged. Yeah, make you feel real good. Yeah, yeah, man, music. It's always be that.
You had quite a lot of work with Virgin Records as well. Now, when that came around, did you see like a change in terms of what you were having to record working for like a major label like Virgin back then?
Yes, because when we did Right Time album, they just took us away to New Orleans straight to do, it was like an experiment.
Right, okay.
They fused the New Orleans beat with the Jamaican beat, but it didn't work well, you know?
So from your point of view then, how did you pick yourselves up? Because obviously, you know, on the heels of like the Right Time album, the record buying public, the people of the world were expecting something in that similar sort of like style. So then how did you pick yourselves up as a band?
Well, actually, yeah, they say you pick yourself up and start all over again.
Yeah. Okay.
So we went back to Channel One and we did Deeper Roots.
Yeah.
And pick ourselves up and started making it tunes again.
And then since then, you know, the hits have like continued on and on and on. You know, we could talk for ages about, you know, some of the works that you did with people like Gussie Clark and things. You had your own record label, The Bad Gong, as well. So, you know, there's so much sort of rich history and heritage here. But, you know, focusing on, you know, the future now, what does the future have now for the Mighty Diamonds?
Say that again.
Focusing on the future right now, what does the future have for Mighty Diamonds? Because to me, it's looking very, very strong.
Well, record and do more tours and, you know, communicate with people, just people like you, who is always around for us. You know, we love it. So, merely, if there's anything else to add, maybe Tabby or Judge can add to that.
Well, I'm still, you know, kind of same thing, you know, that's the cause. As I said, people like you, people make way, give that big up to, you know, out there in the media, you know, so, you know, play a great part, yeah, you know, so, I'm saying enough respect and thanks, you know, Yeah, man, people like you, people.
If the music wasn't so sweet, we wouldn't be here. So, you know, we give thanks to yourselves for coming in and blessing up Reggae Jam 2018, sorry. And a message to all the people that have been supporting the Mighty Diamonds.
Well, all you have to do is keep on doing what you're doing and do it good, you know. Live good and give thanks and love each other and, you know, be true to yourself and, you know, and give praise to the Father at all times, every day and every night, you know. In sleeping, waking, and you just give thanks. Because, you know, you'll be here today and tomorrow you're not here, you know. So you have to give thanks every day. Yeah, Rastafari. And be good, everyone.
We give thanks for your time today, Mighty Diamonds. One love from all the World of Reggae crew.
Yeah, we love World of Reggae. World of Reggae always is there, you know, speaking the truth. So, you know, so bless up.
Bless up. Give
yeah, man, nice.
Yeah, man, bless up.
Looting and shooting. Why? trial. No, me black brother, no. Don't chuck it by your brother. No, me black brother, no. Don't beat your black sister. Yeah.
party the winner, say, they say.
We'll be right back. it a go dread. Everyone looking a place to hide him head. Well, dread, who's gonna bodyguard you, Mr. Bodyguard? I wanna know who's gonna bodyguard you, Mr. Bodyguard. Yeah, all who claim say they're a chief of staff. Yeah, one of these days
Being vaccinated against COVID-19 doesn't protect you from this. Or this.
Mom, what's for dinner?
Not this. This.
And it's looking like rain, rain, and more rain for this weekend.
This. Or even this.
Your call is important to us. Please hold.
But being vaccinated does protect you from the virus. Vaccination is still your best form of protection. A message from the gouvernement du Québec.
BTW and live theater is back. Black Theater Workshop and La Manufacture present Pipeline. We are back after 2 years with a dual language presentation of the off-Broadway hit Pipeline by Dominique Morisseau, translation by Mishka Lavigne. Pipeline shares the story of Nia, a single mother and teacher dedicated to the success of her students and her teenage son Omari. Tensions are mounting at his school, and Nia must find a way to rediscover her connection with her son and his connection with himself. Pipeline will be presented at Théâtre La Licorne from April 12th to 23rd in English and April 26th to May 8th in French. For tickets, call 514-523-2246 or visit théâtrelalicorne.com. This is a Black Theatre Workshop production and a CKUT co-presentation.
Thanks for tuning in. May you and your family have a great day and a great week. Jah guide, one love. We'll be right back.
directions on how to use your radio. Find the power button. Turn it to on. Turn the knob to CKUT 90.3 FM. Relax and enjoy.
Good morning, Montreal. You are tuned to the Wednesday Morning After on CKUT 90.3 FM in Montreal. We have a tight show for you today with two pre-recorded interviews from the Music Spot and one from the Arts and Culture Spot. The first interview is with Cedric Delorme Bouchard of Les Employees Theatre Production. The second interview is with Hameen Honare of the Constantinople Ensemble. Hameen talks about music that the ensemble is performing, including five motets by Carlo Gesualdo. The third interview is with Jared of Atria. Jared tells us all about the band and its music. 8 o'clock brings Democracy Now!, 8:15 brings Weather, and after some more music, we'll visit the podcast called In the Shower with Taz and Marcus, where this week's question is, could animals breed with humans? After some more music, we'll wrap up the show. Let's start the day off with some music.